To tell you the truth, Walt, you know, I did in a whole week of town halls across the district, we did more than 10 town halls, and pretty much everybody's opposed to any action in Syria, which is basically where I've been right along. As you know, I don't think we should have our troops going anywhere without a declaration of war, and that's the stance I've taken right along, and I'm sure you're not going to be voting for the president going off to war in Syria.
Well, one of the things is...
I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't know what the plan is. He doesn't really seem to have a plan. I mean, so we're not even sure who killed the people. I mean, I just don't think it's a good idea. The people that I've talked to across the district, I think, are overwhelmingly opposed to it. I don't know. The president's been talking...
Well, one of the things that
I just don't see where we should be involved in another episode in the Middle East.
I guess what I'm trying to ask you here is, as I've been hearing from a lot of people, that there is this uncertainty or this not really knowing exactly either everything about it or who has done what. There's a push going on by the administration saying this is the case, but a lot of doubters, a lot of people. It sounds like that's what you're hearing from people you're talking to.
Well, absolutely. The president hasn't even contacted our office to give us any idea of what his evidence is or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like trying to convince us or show us any proof or anything. You know what I mean? And then he calls for this vote, which, I wrote a letter, two, 3 weeks ago, and signed a letter to him saying, hey, Mr. President, before you go to Syria, let's get a vote on this on the Congress. And, since he sort of backed away from doing it unilaterally on his own and then went for a vote, and I don't think it's going to go well for him, to tell you the truth. I talked to Democrats and Republicans that are opposed to this. I think it's going to be a really bad defeat for the president when it comes to the floor of the House.
So what you're saying is that your office and your colleagues' offices in the House have not been gotten some sort of communique, some sort of individual briefing from the White House on their intentions. There's been no letter. There's been no any kind of contact that would explain it.
There's supposed to be some kind of a briefing this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't had I haven't had a phone call from the president's office to us saying, here's some facts, take a look at this. I would like to get your vote. The people that are contacting the office here, it's probably 9-1 against going to Syria. That's what sort of is my feeling in the first place. I like to look at it. I mean, I read the resolution the president sent forward, and I certainly don't want to give him unrestricted powers to wage war in Syria. And I don't understand the plan. What is he going to do? So we don't know who gassed these people. So we're going to go over there and what? Kill some people, and that's going to make it all better again. I don't really understand what the plan is. You know what I mean? What are we getting ourselves into here? That doesn't seem like it's very well thought out to me, and the president hasn't explained his ideas, to our office. So I don't see how this is a good idea for Americans. I mean, my daughter's a veteran. I talk to lots of veterans, and nobody's excited about this at all.
We're speaking with Congressman Dan Beneschek this morning. And Congressman, I know we've got the address from the president coming tomorrow night to the nation, the briefings that you're going to have possibly here today in the next couple of days on Capitol Hill. Is there anything... it's a tough question in this sense, but is there anything that you think that they could present that would sway your vote, would change your mind, or?
Well, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to listen to people. I mean, I'm going to certainly listen, but nothing. I've gone through a few scenarios talking to people about what is the plan here. You know what I mean? It's a pretty serious thing we're talking about here, Walt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the most serious votes we've had since I've been here, to tell you the truth. I'm not in favor of. I can't see any circumstances where the president could give me information that would make me change my mind at this point.
It'd be a tough sell, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Well,
what do you think? I mean, I
know.
Everybody that I've talked to in the district, I mean, the district, I did the town halls, and, you know, I got, you know, people aren't completely agree with me on a lot of things, and I heard a lot of different opinions about a lot of different issues in the town halls that I went to. And this is one area where pretty much everybody, both the right and the left, are in agreement that this is a bad thing.
Yeah, I want you to understand that I'm not sitting here flying the flag of war or anything like that. I'm saying simply that, you know, from what we're hearing also from people is that there's too much uncertainty right now to, in effect, make the vote that says let's carry forth with this. It sounds like it will be defeated if it even makes it to a vote in the House. So I think what you're saying is echoing what we're hearing here as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me, Walt. And the president hasn't told me anything that made me want to change my mind on it yet. And I'll certainly, you know, review what he has to say. But I don't understand the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's... This is our men and women, you know, of our armed forces committing themselves to, what, another... Iraq, another, what are we going to do? What do we do if he keeps doing stuff? You know, I mean, there's no plan to, I just don't know exactly what the plan is, and I don't like it, and I don't think the people in the district like it, and I don't see where I'm going to be voting for it.